A BC man has been awarded $6.1 million in damages in connection with a 2019 accident that left him without the use of his legs. The ruling, handed down by a BC Supreme Court judge August 21, stems from March 2019, when Richard McClellan borrowed a Ford truck from his mother. Plaintiff Cody Summers was working on his dirt bike when McClellan came to pick him up. Tucker found the plan for the evening was to pick up alcohol and return to Summers' residence, Justice Sheila Tucker said in the decision. McClellan behind the wheel and Summers in the passenger seat, the vehicle was traveling through the old fort area near Fort St. John, not far from where the road began to curve. Summers teased McClellan about having to drive his mother's car, according to the ruling. In response, McClellan hit the gas, accelerating the truck to 140 kilometers per hour. Mr. Summers says that a few kilometers on, Mr. McClellan let out a roar, noise as if he was startled, and the Ford began to go out of control and swing around, so the passenger side was leading the Ford's way down the road, Tucker said in her ruling. The Ford crossed the westbound lane, entered a ditch running parallel to the westbound lane, and rolled at least once, ultimately ending upright inside the ditch, Tucker said. The next thing Summers remembered was waking up in the ditch unable to use his legs and lapsing in and out of consciousness. Another car was flagged down for help. Summers was soon taken to Fort St. John Hospital but later airlifted to Vancouver General Hospital. Aside from some bruising and soreness, Mr. McClellan walked away from the accident unscathed, Tucker said. Mr. Summers suffered devastating injuries. Summers, who was 29 at the time, was not wearing a seatbelt, a fact that led the defendants to assert Summers should be found 25-30% liable for his injuries. The defendants said Summers chose to ride in the Ford when he knew or ought to have known that McClellan was impaired. Each man also claimed the other was driving, with Justice Tucker ultimately concluding McClellan was behind the wheel. I readily conclude that neither Mr. Summers nor Mr. McClellan is generally worthy of belief, Tucker said. Suffice to say that I am satisfied that both came to court prepared to lie in support of their positions. Tucker ruled 25% of the liability rested with Summers for failing to wear his seatbelt. The other 75% should be borne by McClellan, said the judge. The major parts of the damages award to Summers included $3.10 million for loss of past and future earning capacity, $439,000 in non-pecuniary damages, $469,486 for supplies, almost $120,000 in special damages, and $276,000 in home support.